He had enough reports coming in from his commanders and his information bureau to guess that Lee had suffered casualties as grievous as his. At the end of the day's battle, Sharp scratched off a short note to Butterfield with his best count of Confederates they captured, 3,202. Babcock recovered enough from his injury to compile a list of 10 senior rebel officers killed or wounded. But Meade had a healthy respect for Lee and could scarcely believe he had beaten him. The Potomac Army commander did not want to jeopardize the hard-fought victory he had achieved that day by attacking a strong position Lee might still command. "We have done well enough," Meade told his officers. Later that night, he moved his headquarters to a grove near the Leister House, which had become a crowded field hospital. Near a boulder, Meade, Sharp, and the other headquarters aides slept miserably in a thunderstorm. July 4th to 14th. Celebrations broke out in sweltering hot Washington when news arrived on Independence Day that Lee had been defeated at Gettysburg and was retreating. Newspapers hailed the Union commander as a hero. Word arrived several days later that Confederate forces at strategically important Vicksburg, Mississippi, had surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant, a Western general gaining more attention in the capital. Lee would win further victories in a war that dragged on for 2 more years, but Gettysburg, coupled with Vicksburg's loss, became an important turning point for the rebellion. Never again would a rebel army be able to take the fight to northern soil. Sharp also guessed that Confederate hopes for European recognition had now been extinguished, which proved to be the case. Meade had a falling out with Sharp after the Gettysburg battle. In telegrams to Halleck as he tentatively followed Lee's army to the Potomac River, Meade complained he was having great difficulty in getting reliable information, as he wrote in one note. In a letter to his wife, he vented, "I have to grope my way in the dark." But that was hardly the case. Sharp, whose spies were barely mentioned in Gettysburg after-action reports, provided a steady stream of intelligence reports to Meade on the location, strength, and intentions of Lee's army as it retreated south. Meade also continued to pepper Sharp with requests for information, but he disregarded much of the intelligence he received.